June 8th is World Oceans Day, and this year's focus is reducing plastic and marine pollution. The United Nations has held the first ever Oceans Conference in New York, while closer to home, the CSIRO have announced their newest project, an international study on marine pollution. Dr. Denise Hardesty is the senior research scientist conducting the project. The Wise Jessica Supple asked her why marine pollution is such a big issue.
We have huge quantities of it that are entering our ocean. They clog up our waterways, impact wildlife, have economic benefits, have aesthetic costs, result in navigation hazards for vessels on the high sea. There's just a whole host of reasons. Seabirds eat it, turtles get tangled up in it, has huge economic, social, and environmental impacts.
So this is the largest survey of marine pollution that you're undertaking. What sort of answers are you hoping to discover?
So to actually understand how much marine pollution there is out there, you need to go and look at it where it starts, where it comes from, and that means looking at it on land. So our project is the first to look at this at a multiple country scale, using the same methodology, looking at some of those countries and areas that have been identified as having significant waste mismanagement that enters our ocean. So that means we're working in countries around the world, and many of those countries are in the Asia-Pacific region. And that also means that Australia can play a real leadership role in this. So in Bangladesh, in China, in Korea, in Vietnam, in Taiwan, et cetera, and we're all coming together so that we can talk with them, train them in the methodologies, and then go out there and collect this data in a similar way, looking up rivers, looking in watersheds, looking in roadways, looking on beaches, and then looking in the nearshore environment, looking to see how much floating plastic is actually getting out there into the oceans. People talk about all the different oceans, but it's also really one ocean. So you might consider it our ocean, the global population's ocean. You know, we all utilize the resources of, we all can appreciate the beauty and the biodiversity in the ocean. And so I think we all have a responsibility to work together to try to address this issue.
So once you've collected all your data from this project, what is the next step?
So first of all, we go out there, we collect the data, then we analyze the data, and then we share those results back, not only to each of the individual countries that are participating, but then we synthesize that at a global scale and say, okay, what are some of the in-place solutions that we really need and want to focus on? How much energy do we want to expend? You know, where do we put our efforts? Is it really around education and outreach and awareness? Is it around infrastructure and maintenance? Is it around port facilities in countries where we don't have appropriate waste mismanagement? You know, what can we do to help resolve this issue? Because our work is all about finding solutions to tackle the problem. And I think this is really actually a story of hope. You know, people ask me all the time, do I get really depressed by the work that I do working on debris and litter? And it's, you know, it's just everywhere and it's overwhelming, but it's actually really a tractable, resolvable issue. So much of the litter that we find in the oceans was in somebody's hand at one time, whether it's a bottle cap or a toothbrush or a light bulb or whatever random piece, you know, throwaway container, takeaway container, cigarette butt. You know, those things were in somebody's hand, and that means by changing our behavior, by having the right resources, the education, the awareness, all sorts of different approaches, we really can resolve this issue. And so I think that's a really hopeful story to consider on World Oceans Day.
Dr. Denise Hardesty, Senior Research Scientist with the CSIRO. James Cordwell is a marine campaigner with the Australian Marine Conservation Society. I asked him how we solve the plastic problem.
Well, quite simply, it's quite beautiful because it's quite a simple solution that you just don't use plastic. If we all stopped using plastic, the problem would overnight would begin to disappear. We would have a giant cleanup effort, but that's pretty much it. There are really simple ways that people can stop using plastic. So, for example, plastic bags, there are reusable non-plastic alternatives. You know, say, for boomerang bags, they're a national NGO and they do great work with making bags, reusable bags out of disused clothing and fabric and like, taking your own drink bottle or not buying coffee cups, you know, takeaway coffee cups which are lined with plastic and not recyclable, taking your own keep cup that stops. As soon as you stop using the plastic, there's no way the plastic can get into the litter stream.
James Cordwell, marine campaigner with the Australian Marine Conservation Society, ending that report by The Wise Jessica Supple.